Welcome, everybody, to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 3 p.m. on Monday, and so it is time to be joined by one of our amazing guests for the Center for American Progress Action Fund. Today, we've got Jill Rosenthal. She is the Director of Public Health for CAPAF. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show, Jill. Thanks so much for making time. Let's get right into it. The Trump administration is posing pretty broad-reaching and deep cuts, as well as targeting certain staff at the National Institutes of Health. First of all, let's baseline set. What is the NIH? Like, what do they do in case people aren't familiar with the NIH? What does it all encompass?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Maggie. I'm happy to start there. So the National Institutes of Health is part of the Department of Health and Human Services, and it is the largest funder of biomedical research in our country. And that is biomedical research is studies of the human body to develop new ways to prevent and treat disease.
So it's important, shall we say. It's incredibly important both for our nation's research capacity, but also how that research capacity ultimately impacts the health of everyone, you and me and our families. Am I getting that right?
Absolutely. So cuts to National Institutes of Health or NIH harms public health. It harms science innovation. It harms all of our health and those that we love. And it actually even has implications for economic security. So it's extremely concerning.
Explain that to people who maybe, you know, a lot of my conservative friends tend to support more conservative ideas or policies because it's good for business. So can you help people fill in those dots between research capacity impacting public health and actually being a driver of economic growth, or with Trump's planned cuts and also purges, how we could actually be harming our overall competitiveness and really slowing down or hindering our economic growth?
Yeah, so the NIH-funded research spans more than 300 health topics. So they're researching issues like cancer, diabetes, heart disease, mental health and addiction, aging conditions like dementia, all kinds of different topics. And, you know, that affects all of us. It affects those of us who have illness, those who maybe could get an illness. It affects our family and friends. So it has huge implications in terms of what we know about diseases and the kinds of treatments that we can develop to cure people and any kind of, you know, prevention. It affects medication development, all kinds of things. And there's lots of jobs related to this kind of work. So the estimates are that NIH funding supported 410,000 jobs nationally and fueled about $93 billion in economic spending in the past year. So, you know, it's a huge impact on the economy. And the estimates are that the economic benefit of NIH spending is more than twice the investment that we make through the appropriation. So it has an impact on research institutions, hospitals that do research. It impacts, you know, again, like drug development. It trains our workforce for the future. So there's all kinds of economic impacts.
Just wanted to make sure that we repeated these key facts, folks. I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. She's the Director of Public Health for the Center for American Progress Action Fund. CAPAF joins me every Monday at 3 p.m. Jill noted that the NIH helps fund over 410,000 jobs nationwide and impacts over $93 billion in economic or commercial activity. And from a return on investment perspective, is thought to provide basically $2 for every buck of taxpayer dollars that go to the NIH in terms of economic activity and growth. And we're talking today about the NIH with Ms. Rosenthal because Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic both funding and personnel cuts to the NIH. All of this in turn will impact your family's well-being. When we look beyond health and again these particular economic engine impacts, let's just talk very narrowly about direct impacts here in the state of Wisconsin. Can you tell us a bit about the volume of NIH grants that come into the state of Wisconsin, Joe, and the jobs that it supports here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, so in Wisconsin, in specifically, the state receives almost $600 million in NIH grants, at least did in the last year. And, you know, that's medical research that would be at risk. And that pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in Wisconsin in 1 year. So these are pretty significant numbers. Again, it's jobs, it's economic activity. Some of the research that actually has been happening in Wisconsin are issues around kidney transplants, childhood chronic complex conditions and diseases, prostate and ovarian cancer, the impact of out-of-pocket caps on medication. So, you know, all kinds of research, important issues that are being researched in Wisconsin and, you know, a dramatic impact on the economy. And I think one other thing that's worth pointing out is that the cuts are indiscriminate. They're not related to anything to do with the science or the impact or the usefulness. And they are likely to be cut in areas in particular that the health secretary doesn't agree with. So for instance, there's a concern about cuts in drug development. So that would be issues like heart medications and also issues related to infectious disease research. So in Wisconsin in particular, there were more than $52 million in infectious disease research grants going into the state just in 1 year.
Wow, truly staggering numbers. A couple of things are jumping out at me here, Jill. Just again, to summarize some of these key statistics, Wisconsin, at least in the last year, received upwards of $600 million in NIH grants. That directly supports nearly 8,000 good-paying, family-supporting jobs in the state of Wisconsin and is responsible for approximately $1.5 billion in economic activity here in Wisconsin. But to make the point really plain, Joe, you look at the University of Wisconsin, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, the Medical College of Wisconsin, Marquette University, like our biggest academic institutions, all are beneficiaries of significant grant money from the NIH. And as the recipient of a degree from both degrees from both Marquette University and the University of Wisconsin at Madison, I'd be remiss if I didn't point out those academic institutions themselves. Not only are they educating our kids, but they are absolute cornerstones to Wisconsin remaining a desirable place for business to happen. They're absolute economic cornerstones to Wisconsin's overall competitiveness. Hurting the University of Wisconsin system, defunding some of their research efforts, hurting Marquette University, hurting the Medical College of Wisconsin will have a negative impact about whether or not people want to move here and stay here, not only get educated and trained here, but stay here. And it hurts our overall competitiveness as a state as well. Or am I overstating that, Joe? I mean, to me, the impact, especially in some of our key research academic institutions here in the state, would be devastating.
Yeah, that is a really excellent point. You know, these are bedrock institutions in our communities. And And it hurts hospitals all over the country, research institutions all over the country of all kinds of sizes. So some of them are quite large, some of them are small. And, you know, we know what rural hospitals mean in our rural communities. And so to cut funding, that makes it more difficult for those institutions to continue to run is really deeply concerning.
Yeah, I just want to point out that one of the top NIH-funded institutions here in the state of Wisconsin includes the Marshfield Clinic. Again, you start, if you are in a rural area in Wisconsin, if you have a shortage of healthcare outlets, of hospitals with level one emergency centers, hey, take a look at, is your facility receiving NIH dollars? We could be looking at an increasing acute crisis of available care, especially in rural areas in Wisconsin. We're already feeling those pinches. So folks, if you're listening from upstate or the western or northeastern part of the state, go check out, hey, which one of your local medical facilities, especially hospitals with emergency departments, are receiving NIH funding. Donald Trump is looking not to help the crisis of care in rural areas, but in fact, to exacerbate it. I've got with me this half hour Jill Rosenthal. She's the Director of Public Health with the Center for American Progress Action Fund. They join me every Monday at 3 p.m. If you've got a question for Jill or I, 855-75-CIVIC, that's 855-752-4842. I also want to let each and every one of you know that we've got some resources about the NIH's impacts here in Wisconsin. We're going to put those website links in our show notes for today so you can check out that data and information yourselves. It includes citations for these fundamental facts. $650+ million in a year comes into the state of Wisconsin from the NIH. It supports nearly 8,000 jobs and helps spur $1.5 billion of economic activity in Wisconsin. And again, if you're finding it hard to access healthcare affordably and when you need it in your area of the state, this ain't going to make it better. Only worse. When we come back, we're going to pick up our conversation with Jill. Join us, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.